Amen. Let's go to the book of Job tonight. Try to get in the way and out of the way just as quickly as possible. Try to be mindful of the time. I'll read a very familiar scripture. I'll read Job 23. And we'll start in verse number 1. And there are several of these verses that you'll notice as familiar verses in the Bible here. So I'd like to just look at this tonight. Believe the Lord to help us. Amen. Job chapter 23, we'll start in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, and I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. Verse 10, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? What his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. Many such things are with him. Therefore I am troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me." Can we pray tonight? Lord, we thank you for everything that's been done in this service. And Lord, as we come to your word tonight, I pray that you would anoint the word of God in a special way. Lord, we know that your word is anointed, God. We know that it will accomplish where it goes. God, we pray for that special touch tonight that would change us when we leave this building, and we would say, God has helped me and spoken to me tonight. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to take verse number 2 for a title tonight. It says, "Even today, my complaint is bitter." I would like to preach about that. I want to preach about getting past the bitter. Amen. Verse number 10, "He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Hallelujah. Job is saying, "I'm going to come out of this one day." Hallelujah. Job is saying, "I'm in it right now, but amen, you give me enough time, I'm going to come out of here. And when I come out of here, I'm going to be better than when I went in." Hallelujah. I'm going to come forth as gold. Hallelujah. That's what we all want to make it to. Amen. That's what every child, amen, needs to do in our life. Every test that we face, amen, as people of God, it is to make us better Christians.
Right.
Amen. Better people of God. Hallelujah. I want to be a better Christian. Hallelujah. I want to be a better preacher. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
Probably before this night's over, you'll be making that wish too. But amen, I want to be a better father. I want to be a better pastor.
Come on.
Amen, I want to be a better brother or son. Amen, I want to be better. Everything we face in life, amen, will either make us bitter or better. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll either make us stronger or weaker. But God has designed it for us, amen, to get stronger. Hallelujah. Amen. And Job did have more when he came out than when he went in.
Amen. We see God. He talked about James. James said, we have seen the end of the Lord. That is very pitiful. Hallelujah. You've heard the patience of Job. Amen. And we've seen the end of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. When God gets through, I'm going to come out of this. Yeah. And when I come out of it, I'm going to be like gold. Hallelujah. Amen. But getting past the bitter will never be gold. Amen. If we hang on to the bitter, hallelujah, the bitter waters of life. Amen. Jesus drank that bitter cup and he said, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And he didn't just say it once. He didn't just say it twice. He said it three times.
Right, right.
Yeah. Nevertheless,
yeah.
Not as I will,
yeah.
But as thou wilt. Hallelujah.
Right.
Paul had that thorn in the flesh, and he besought the Lord three times.
Right.
Lord, let it pass from me. But he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. I want us to know tonight that no matter what we are facing or no matter what we will face,
yeah,
God can make us better.
Right.
Amen.
I'm going to preach a couple things out of these scriptures, if you will, tonight. Verse 6, will he plead against me with his great power? No. But he would put strength in me. I want to preach about getting past bitter. We've got to allow God to strengthen us.
Amen.
Amen. We can't do this on our own.
No.
Amen. We've got to let God strengthen us. We've got to let God do that for us. I want to look at verse 14. He performeth the thing that is appointed for me.
Right.
We've got to realize this is not against us. This is for us. Hallelujah. We've got to realize that God's working in our favor, even when we can't see it, even when we don't feel it, and even when everybody else, like Job's friends, are shaking their heads and saying, what have you done wrong? That God is treating you this way. But Job was a perfect man. Amen. And not, we didn't give him that. Come on now. Amen. Man didn't give him that degree. God said he's a perfect man. And when God says he's a perfect man, I feel like he was a pretty good, hallelujah, son of God. Praise the Lord. And I want to preach about how this is appointed for us. Verse 14, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, not unto me, but for me. Hallelujah. And then verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. Now I'd like to preach about the broken heart. Amen. The contrite spirit. Hallelujah. Before God. Amen. God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Here we are many times in trials. Here we are many times in tests. How in the world are we going to make it? How in the world are we going to go through this? Amen. He said, I'm coming out. When I come out, I'm coming out like gold. I'm going to tell this church, hallelujah, is it Good Shepherd Holiness Church?
Come on now.
Amen. And I know there's a lot of visitors here tonight, but I feel like you're with me. Hallelujah. I'd like to tell this church, you're going to come out of it. You're going to go through it. Amen. You're going all the way. And when you come through it, you'll be like gold. Amen. You're going to get past the bitter. You'll get past the trial. And God will do the great work.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. We must first realize the danger of this bitter. Amen. Naomi, whose name means pleasant, came back into Bethlehem.
All right.
The Bible said all the city was moved. Here comes Naomi. Amen. They said, here's pleasant. Amen. Here's this wonderful person with this such great character. She said, don't call me Naomi. Don't call me pleasant, but call me bitter. Call me Mara. For the Lord Almighty have dealt bitterly with me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, God.
Yep.
Oh, yes, God.
Here she comes in with Ruth. Amen. Not only her husband dead, now her two sons dead. and a Moabite with her. One that cannot go in the congregation. Amen. One that was birthed in a cave. Amen. With sodomite ideas. Amen. Moab and Ammon. Amen. Was the enemies of God's people. Right. Here comes Naomi in with this Moabite with her. Hallelujah. Marching into Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And she said, call me Myra because I'm bitter. Oh, but God never changed her name. I saw her. God changed Paul, Saul to Paul. God changed Jacob to Israel. God changed Abram to Abraham. God changed Sarai to Sarah. But he never changed Naomi to Mara. I want to tell somebody tonight, your name ain't changed. You're still a child of God. You're still a person of God. The devil wants to change your name. Counted repeatedly in the book of Ruth. Never once did the Holy Writ say Myra. Right. But it says Naomi. Hallelujah. The devil wants to make people bitter. Amen. And give you a name and a complex.
Oh, come on.
I want to tell you something. Your name is Naomi. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. One day, she held the grandfather of David, Obed.
Wow.
Praise God.
Come on.
The Bible said she laid that little baby in her bosom.
Yep.
All her friends said, blessed is Naomi. Hallelujah. Blessed is pleasant. She's not bitter. Amen. She made it past it. Praise God. I want everybody in this place to know. Amen. You can lie on me, what they say. Talk about me when I shout. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Amen. You can lie on me. You can hurt me. But you cannot make me bitter. That's my choice. That's between me and God. You can do all kinds of things to me. But you don't have the power to make me bitter.
All right.
Come on.
Oh, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Obed means the servant of God. Hallelujah. Here she comes back from Moab. Had funeral after funeral.
Wow.
And funeral. Husband and then both sons.
Yeah.
Amen. Here she comes back. Now she's holding the child as her own, the servant of God. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter number 15, when they came out of Egypt, Bible said they came to the waters of Myra,
right,
where they were bitter,
right,
and they couldn't drink of the waters. And the people, amen, murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? He cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree. I want you to know there's still a tree for the bitter waters. Amen. There's still grace. Amen. For every child. There's still strength for every weakness. Amen. And God is able. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I love this. The waters that was bitter was made sweet.
Right. Yes.
Sweet waters. All because of a touch of God. Amen. And many times we've come into the house of God. Amen. And been so bitter about things or bitter trials and bitter tests. Listen.
Yeah.
Life is cruel.
Yeah.
Amen. Life is rough. Amen. And many times, amen, it's hard to take. We sit in the house of God and we face one blow right after another. We take two steps forward and three steps back. My God, help us over and over again. Amen. Job said, my complaint is bitter. Amen. But I know God can help us get past the bitter.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah. Myra was 9 miles from Elam. And most Jewish journeys was, a day's journey was about 20 to 25 miles. A day's journey. So, I mean, like a half a day's journey from Myra to Elam where there was 12 wells and palm trees. 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. They had kept there by the waters. The Bible said that he said, I am the Lord God. Amen. That healeth thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that we don't have to die by the bitter waters of Mara. Amen. God wants to carry us on past it.
Yeah.
Amen. God doesn't want us to wallow in the bitter waters. Amen. Put the tree in the water. Put the cross in the water. Put the grace in your life. Amen. Get to praying about it.
Come on.
See God about it. He'll turn it around.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Amen.
Woo.
Y'all probably heard of Emily Helm. That was Mary Talent, Abraham Lincoln's wife. Mary's youngest sister. She lived to 93. Died in 1930. And her husband was Benjamin Helm. Benjamin Hardin Helm. And he was a Confederate general. Died in the war. And she was so young that Lincoln had her come to the White House. And it was a scandal among the Union because Todd family was in the Confederate. And there's a lot of history about that, and you might have read about that. But Emily Helm lived past the bitterness of the Civil War. And in those days, they kept a diary. And there's a book called House of Abraham. Stephen Berry wrote it. And he talks about, amen, the Todds and the Lincolns and how the Todds was on the Confederate side, his wife's family. And he studies that, this historian does. But real close to the end of that book, he tells about Emily, who lived to 1930, 93 years old. Amen, she died on February the 20th. And the day she died, her daughter knew of her diary and all that wartime diary and all those strategic things she had wrote down and knew that nobody knew about. And historians, I mean the 1930s, they was already bidding on this diary. They wanted to get the diary. And Emily Helm was laying in her bed for days. And she got up out of the bed and grabbed the diary and went into the backyard with a box of matches and burnt the diary. Hallelujah. And her daughter come running and said, Mom, what are you doing? She said, I'm burning my diary. She said, Mom, why would you burn your diary? She said, because there's too much bitterness in it. I said, it's time somebody let the devil know you're going to heaven's court. You're going to heaven's streets, and there's too much bitterness in it. I'm not going to carry it with me. I'm going to burn it here.
Yeah.
Burn the diary.
Woo.
There's too much bitterness in it.
All right.
Come on. Some strength. Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:16, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I'm going to tell you something, brother. We can come in a Holy Ghost service burned down and leave out like we could fight every devil in hell. Hallelujah.
Come on.
That's letting God put strength in me.
All right.
Job said he'll put strength in me.
In me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew his strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Strength is renewed. Hallelujah. Strength is revealed when they mount up and they run.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And they don't faint and they walk. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Strength is rewarded to those that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad we can wait on God tonight. I dare say there's somebody in this house. Amen. You need strength from God.
Right.
When the devil's going to make you bitter, you need strength from God.
Right.
Devil.
Amen.
Life.
Yeah.
Put that bitter taste.
in your mouth.
Come on.
That's right.
Isaiah 41:10. Amen. It said, I will strengthen thee.
Preach now.
Hallelujah.
Preach now. Come on, brother.
Amen. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. I love Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Amen. Where Christian Pilgrim is setting out for the celestial city, you know. Amen. He falls into that slough of despondency before he ever loses the weight on his back. And he cries on his last time under, help! Somebody comes and lifts him up.
Amen.
I love Bunyan. He always tries to name them. Who are you? Amen. He names them hopeful and peaceful and faithful and all of those.
Yeah.
Even the bad ones, he names them.
Right.
And that man that lifted him up out of that slough of despondency said, my name is Help. You called for me.
Right.
And Bunyan said in the dream, that Christian said, who sent you? He said, the king sent me. I dare say somebody in this house, all you gotta do is say, Help! Hallelujah, help! And God Almighty will send his messenger.
Come on.
And send his help in the nick of time.
All right.
Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord praise?
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, my
God.
Help! Over and over through Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Christian cries for help.
All right.
Help! And immediately,
praise God.
Here is this figure.
That's right.
One time it was in the slough of despondency. Another time he is facing demonic attacks. And the demon, it wasn't the valley of humiliation. Somebody might be better on that book than me. But Christian is there. And the demons are coming against him. And he remembers to cry for help.
Cry for help.
There's a lot of people got bitter on God simply because they wouldn't ask for help.
Ask for help.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have got bitter and fallen out of the way.
Amen.
Affected their family and their marriage and their whole life, maybe even ministry.
That's right.
Because they would not cry for help.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The next thing Job says, he performeth the thing, hallelujah, that is appointed for me. He has appointed the thing that is for me. I want to tell us tonight that God in heaven that sits on the throne of this universe. He sits on the throne of the universe. He said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I know he's omnipresent, but no man has seen God at any time. Hallelujah. He sits on the throne of the universe. But he looks at us and he appoints things for us. It's appointed by God for us. It is not against us. It's for us.
For us.
Amen. I want to tell every Job tonight, just because I read the book, I like to whisper in every Job's ear, hold on. Because this is for you. Not against you. Hold on. You're going to be better than you was when you went in it. Hold on. You went in something else, but you're going to come out gold. Hey, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil get you bitter. That old lying devil, he knows that's his only hope for you not conquering some more of his kingdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Our life is in the hand of God. But it said, the Lord God, I'm working in your behalf that you cannot see. I'm moving mountains that you know not of. Hold on to me and stand fast. For this saith the Lord God, thou shalt stand on the other side and give me praise and glory for what I have done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's lift the hand up to the Lord. Somebody ought to tell the devil, I ain't getting bitter.
Hallelujah.
I ain't getting bitter, devil. Not over this, devil. I know I've lost friends, but I'm not getting bitter. I know I'm hurting, crying on the pillow at night, but I'm not getting bitter. Oh, no, devil. I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Yeah.
He appointed it for me. He put that towel around him and went to wash his disciples' feet. He comes to Peter. Peter said, will you wash my feet? Just ask a question.
Yes, come on.
I want you to know something tonight. It's not wrong to ask questions.
No, it's
right.
But it is wrong to deny him because of our misunderstanding.
Sure.
He said, you wash my feet. He said, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. I know you read it. He said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Listen, if we tell the Lord no on anything, we bring separation with God. He said, if I wash you not,
yeah,
you have no part in me.
No part.
Don't let our misunderstanding of God bring a separation with us and God.
All right.
Amen. Because he said, what I do. Verse number 6. Amen. A question, because he doesn't understand. But the answer is what I do. Who's doing it, Peter? Jesus is doing it. The Son of God. Hallelujah. Who do men say that I am? Some say thou art John the Baptist. Elias, Elisha,
right,
or Jeremiah. I love that. I understand why they called him John the Baptist, because they knew John the Baptist.
Right.
I understand why they called him Elisha, because Elisha was a great man of God. But that weeping prophet, why did they call our Savior the weeping prophet? Oh, because he was moved with compassion. Hallelujah. Amen. But Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we believe and are sure.
Thou
art the Son
of God.
Amen.
Now he's washing his feet. But his misunderstanding. I understand, saint of God, that we don't always understand the ways of God.
Right.
We don't always understand why God does it a certain way. But the Bible said, who hath been his counselor?
Right.
Who tells him? Come on, God, this.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. But denying the Savior brings separation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We know that our lot affliction worketh for us.
Amen. Right.
I'm talking about getting past bitter.
Right.
Hallelujah. Come on, sister. Yep, it's out. Come on, sister. Stephanie, okay. I thought she was going back to her seat. She's getting her help. Praise God, church. Hallelujah. He's working for us, brother.
Amen.
There's a God in heaven.
Amen.
That is doing this for us. I know we can't see it now, but he's actually doing this for us.
For us.
How in the world can this be for us, Brother Jake?
Come on, man.
Hey, but I don't know, but it's God's infinite wisdom. He's setting everything up in order. And it's for me. Hallelujah. Our lot of affliction worketh for us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. And patience. Hallelujah. Praise God. What does it say? You read James. Patience. What does patience work? Praise the Lord. The trial of our faith worketh patience. The work of faith. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. Talking about whole. Hallelujah. W-H-O-L-E. Whole, entire. Wanting nothing. Praise God. Lacking nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. Amen. And then last of all, he maketh my heart soft.
Yes.
Oh, free.
That's right.
Yes, God.
Job, I'm going to break your heart.
Wow.
To make you go. Sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Psalms 51, Joel 2. Rend your heart. Jewish tradition, when they had sorrow, they would rip the clothes.
Yeah.
Even the kings and stuff would rip their own garments. They would grab them and tear them. That was a sign of sorrow. But God told him in Joel, when he said he's going to even turn the moon to blood, and the sons and daughters was going to prophesy, and the old men was going to dream dreams. Come on now. Hallelujah. I really believe that's us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before that day of the Lord comes, hallelujah, he's going to pour it out. Amen. He said, rend your heart and not your garment. Amen. God is going to work for us. Amen. Psalms 34 and 18. The Lord is nigh unto him that is a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. I want to tell us right here in this house tonight, we're going to get past the bitter. We're going to get past the bitter cup. We're going to get past the bitter water. We're going to get past the hard trial. We're even going to get past the tears.
All right.
Amen.
That's God.
And I see Job.
That's right.
Coming forth.
That's right.
Let's go. And I see somebody here tonight coming forth.
Coming forth.
Let's go.
Let's go. Hello.
I see a church here tonight. You're going to get past it.
Come on, strength.
You're going to go on. There's a God in heaven who cares about everything we face.
Yes, he cares. Right.
There's a God in heaven who cares about every trial.
Every trial.
We go through.
Praise God.
I don't have no sad story.
That's right.
That's right. I don't have no sad story to tell you tonight. We've served God long enough that we've got hurt. You know, we've served God long enough that we've cried tears. We've served God long enough that we've faced it.
Oh yes.
I've also served Him long enough that I've come out of it. I want you to know, such as it is, I was better when I came out than when I went in. I want you to know tonight, no matter who you are, no matter what you're facing, you're going to be better when you come out than when you went in. Job had twice as much, maybe even the same with you. You may have double, maybe even greater, maybe even stronger than it ever was. Hallelujah. And I really am done. I'm really done. But when we was in Texas, pastoring, there was 1 year that
We lost 48 people over one problem. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Lord turned it around. I'm telling you, the Lord turned it around.
All right.
Turned it around. He proved it all wrong.
Yeah.
Stood for what he talked about. Truth. And even the same ones came back. Was there when we left? Now I remember one time I said this right here, and I told all that to say this. I asked my wife, I said, is this where it ends? Is this what it was all about? Is this it? But it wasn't, but I felt like it was.
Sure.
And I told all that to say this right here. I felt like maybe somebody you said those things. Said, is this it?
Come on, bro.
Is this where it ends? Is this all God has for me? Is this it? Is this all of it?
This all of it.
This all God wanted, and now He's through with me. Now it's over.
Wow.
Now it's done. And I come here tonight, and you know we could have shouted. You know we could have run. You know a lot of things could have happened in this service. But the Lord wants you to know this is not where it ends. You're going to come out of this wherever you are. You're going to come out of this. You're going to be like gold. You're going to come forth like gold. Stand together with me tonight. Let's just move to heaven.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
church. There are those here in this place. Hallelujah, they may not show it.
Through the fire, you're holding to my head. Tear right now and see. come out of it strong, don't we?
Yeah.
Do that.